There is a Brexit storm brewing in Rosslare. Irish Ferries has said they could axe some services from Rosslare to France next year, raising concerns about our capacity to ship directly to the European Union in the event of a no-deal Brexit. Joining me now on the line from Wexford is Verona Murphy, President of the Irish Road Hauliers Association. And with me here in studio, the Labour Party leader and TD for Wexford, Brendan Howland. Verona Murphy, I gather you're heading for Rosslare in just a few minutes to get a look at the WB Yeats. That's the new ship docking there. For the first, and might it possibly be the last time?
No, I don't think so, Sean. Irish Ferries has taken the WB Yeats into Rosslare this morning for a berthing trial. Before we go any further, I just need to clarify a statement that was made on RTÉ Radio yesterday evening by a representative in Wexford saying that the Rosslare-Cherbourg route is now vacant. It's not. There is a winter schedule provided by Stena Line that travels on a Tuesday, Thursday and Saturday, and that should be upgraded with Irish Ferries' help in the summertime to a seven-day schedule. I think this is where we're at. We have a very vague statement from Irish Ferries that says they are unlikely. Now, unlikely to me means that they are open to negotiations. I think from our perspective in the Irish Road Haulage, it's hugely, hugely frustrating that this ship will take as much as 1,200 cars, 165 trucks, four people per car. You're looking at a sailing that can carry as much as 5,000 people. That 1,200 car traffic is going to be on the M50 at some point for these sailings. We already have huge congestion that the government are not able to solve, and I think that's where it's paramount. The minister, and I understand that the junior minister has asked his officials to make representation with the company. I think the minister, Shane Ross, needs to let the country know he's alive and well and intervene in this. This is a fundamental issue, particularly if Brexit comes down as
okay.
A hard Brexit.
I'll come back to you in a few minutes for more of Verona Murphy. Brendan Howland, did you know this was happening?
No, I didn't know. I mean, there's been rumours for a while about the commitment of Irish Ferries to the Rosslare route. But in the context of Brexit, the strategic importance of developing routes that overcome the land bridge difficulties that might arise in Britain made it almost unthinkable that this could happen. We should be developing, strengthening our direct links with the continent, and the notion that the shortest link between Rosslare and Cherbourg would be the one that would be axed just as we approach Brexit is beyond understanding. We are now investing as a state huge amounts of money into the road infrastructure into Rosslare. The new motorway is almost complete, will be completed next year, which will, you know, bypass Enniscorthy, bypass Camolin and so on. The bypassing of, in the other direction, the bypassing of New Ross will be completed next year. So there'll be very good access and egress from Rosslare Europort. And the notion, Verona is absolutely right, that all the traffic from the south and east of Ireland that now uses Rosslare should all be decanted into the congested M50, and we are to put, as a nation, our entire export and import business in the hands of a potential blockage in the port tunnel?
Yes.
That beggars belief.
We would like to have spoken to the company, but they're using the same PR people as the National Children's Hospital, and on neither issue are we getting any spokespersons, at least in this programme.
But it is
for today.
But anyway, that's
their free choice. But I want to come back to you, Verona Murphy, on this question. In their scant statement that they put out yesterday, and you're right, they do say it's unlikely they'll operate the service. But they say a majority of the customers have a clear preference for the more central location and easy access of Dublin.
I question that greatly. I mean, even if you look at the social media response to that statement, nobody was asked. I'm an Irish Ferries customer for some 30 years and I wasn't asked, and I don't know anybody. And as I said, the social media feed, nobody has been asked about this. So I think it's a bit of, it's fake news. I believe, I'm not sure what the ulterior motive is of Irish Ferries, but for us, it means it's very difficult as it stands to navigate congested traffic. We would travel to Rosslare to make this ferry as opposed to Dublin. The reality is, for Irish people, they're going to spend hours in congested traffic to get on a ship that sails past Rosslare but takes 4 hours longer, and the cost of that for a family of four means spending their money on a ship instead of the environs of Wexford, many of them saying that they love to start their holiday in Wexford, and the hotels and the many restaurants that will be half the price of what it costs to transfer to Dublin.
And does it suit the truckers as well?
Of course it suits the truckers. I mean, nobody wants to be on a ferry for 21 hours when they can do it in 17. A trucker doesn't want to come from Galway and transverse the M50 if he can actually come down and transit the N25, which, as Brendan states, will be open this time next year. Both the two congested areas of Wexford, Enniscorthy and New Ross bypassed. This is a much easier journey, much more cost effective. Remember, if you're travelling from Dublin to Cherbourg, 4 hours on a ferry costs money, and that's what they'll charge us for.
Brendan Howland, when they say they're unlikely to operate a service between Rosslare and France next year, that, as Brona suggests, it's not closing the door. So is this a kind of a negotiating position? Are they looking for something?
Well, that's why I called on the government to explore that as a matter of urgency. I spoke to Shane Ross last night in the Dáil, and I spoke to Brendan Griffin, the Minister for Tourism. It is interesting that it was the Minister of State for Tourism who issued the statement, not the Minister for Transport. This is a transport issue because the bulk of the profitability of Rosslare is freight. I mean, obviously, it's critically important in the tourism sector for the few months of the summer. But on a 12-month basis, it is freight in and out of the state that is the bedrock business. And Shane Ross must do two things. Firstly, he must call in Irish Ferries and see what exactly their position is. Is it a negotiation? Are they looking for something? What is the story? Is it a cost-based issue? Is there a sweeter deal been offered by Dublin Port? I don't know. But we need to understand that from an Irish strategic position. And the second point, obviously... I'm concerned for a very long time about the operation of Rosslare. It's owned by Irish Rail. They've never developed it as they should. And I was aghast when the 2040 development plan for the state was outlined by the current government, that they basically allocated no money for Rosslare. Now, they've allocated...
Now, as the local TD and former minister with his, if you like, the purse strings in your hand for many years, were you not in a position to encourage the development of the port make it happen when you were there?
I encouraged and had Indicon do an overhaul of the port. And their report, which recommended a transformational change of ownership, has been stymied since I've left government, and that's the long and the short of it.
If I may, I actually sit on the board of Irish Rail in Rosslare. It's a board that for the development of the port. Brendan will be well aware that the legality of a concessionaire being brought into Rosslare is stymied because of the ownership issue. Rosslare Europort is not owned by Irish Rail. It's managed, and that is for another day. My concern here is that we have a junior minister who is discussing tourism. We're in the middle of the winter. There is very little tourist traffic, and there is a proposed precipice as a result of Brexit. I think we need to look to the exports of Ireland, to the people who manufacture goods to export them, and see this issue for what it is.
An extra
cost on the whole country, a loss of tourist traffic in Wexford, a loss to the industry. If you put 5,000 people on a ship and they spend a minimum of €10 each, which would be very, very little, how much does it add up to? It's not rocket science. It's up to €50,000 to take a ship from Dublin to Rosslare instead of from Rosslare directly to Cherbourg.
I need to make the two points very, very directly. The ownership of the port is an extremely important thing. That was a matter that was looked at specifically by Indicon. It's owned by the state. There are legal issues in terms of how it was created, all overcomable, as they've done on the other side. If you look specifically, the result of that is Irish Rail have promised to invest 15 million, up to 15 million, over the next 10 years in Rosslare. Dublin Port is expending €1 billion. Cork, 80 million plus. Foynes, 140 million.
Well, guess what, Brendan? When you're a truck driver and you arrive in Dublin Port and there's nowhere to park, the security of the port will come along and move you along, and your tachograph is shot. That doesn't happen in Rosslare Europort. You have somewhere to park. It is a freight-friendly port, and it isn't as overrun.
But it needs the dredging, it needs the infrastructure, and we should both be championing that.
they both need it, understand the practicality of Brexit and the delays on the M50 that are already
not being catered. OK, you've addressed those, but here's another question I'm sure that's in the minds of a lot of our listeners. Might another operator be persuaded or, if you like, invited to come in and service the Rosslare-Cherbourg route if it is so suitable for holidaymakers and indeed for freight users?
Well, I met with the French Minister for Transport as well as all of the port operators from France only a fortnight ago in the Gibson Hotel in Dublin. I believe there is some exploratory talks in relation to reopening the Rosslare-Le Havre route, which would be extremely beneficial to the export sector, particularly in light of Brexit. It would service the east of Europe, you know, Brussels, Belgium, Holland, all of those countries, much easier than it would Cherbourg. Cherbourg would be a shorter crossing, but you'd have more accessibility by landing in Le Havre. I would hope that every cloud has a silver lining, and I believe that Irish Rail are well capable of developing
right.
a new route.
One question.
I actually don't share Verona's confidence that Irish Rail have been proactive in any developments in Rosslare in recent times, but I think it is a matter for the state now, because we're having a Brexit debate. The stakeholder forum on Brexit is meeting tomorrow. The European Union are publishing today their plans for Brexit. Strategically, access and egress from this state with direct transport links from Rosslare to the continent are critical, and that must be something that the government takes on and drives, and they have to find either to persuade Irish Ferries to change their mind and strengthen the link or find a replacement, and that's a matter for the government.
Right, a separate question to each of you on separate issues. Verona Murphy, you first. Any truth and speculation you're going to become an election candidate for Fine Gael?
Speculation, I'm not aware of any election up and coming.
That's not much of an answer.
Well, that's an answer. It is speculation, and it has been for the past 12 months, Sean. I've answered it umpteen times.
Are you available to stand? We can put this to bed now and say it's not going to happen.
Put it this way, I would never say no, but I have not seriously considered it because I'm currently president of the Irish Road
well,
College
indeed. Look,
Association.
Thank you for that. And Brendan Howland, before we go, the front page of today's Irish Times, Anglo bondholders to get all their money in £270 million payout. Now, you were a minister in the last government, which again and again told us you'd use all the legal means at your disposal to avoid this. Enda Kenny saying he saw no prospect of it happening. Your bluff has been called.
Well, we fought might and main to ensure that the junior bondholders were folded in. Most took an 80% haircut, as you know. A group did resist, and they've taken their case to the UK High Court and won there. Unfortunately, you know, you can't overturn High Court decisions in jurisdictions that we depend upon.
Was there legal advice from the Attorney General's office which underpinned the assertions that these people would not get their money?
Yes.
Brendan Howland, thank you for joining us. And also my thanks to Verona Murphy, President of the Irish Road Haulage Association.
Today with Sean O'Rourke on RTE Radio 1.